They say that you need a focused mind, a healthy body, and to be one with your spirit. I think that's what they say. Or at least that's what I was told by a halfway decent martial arts teacher. What about you, Dave?
No. I was pretty much told to just pay attention and treat it like any physical activity. You gotta train.
Oh yeah, that too. What we're trying to tell you folks in a nutshell is, well, one, welcome to number 3. It's the martial arts series. But we're not gonna slam you head first into every martial art under the sun. Nor are we gonna assume you know everything. Aren't you glad for that? Alright. Before we begin, yes, Dave and I both have had martial arts training. I'm still somewhat doing it. Dave has gotten out of it, but as he put it to me bluntly, I'm in my 30s and the joints don't work as well as they used to.
No. I mean, I remember enough of the basic techniques to, you know, I could practice the kicks and the punches and the chops on my own just to keep myself sharp, but it would not be as long any given day or quite as speedy as I did when I was training as a wee lad.
Right. Now, here's a basic understanding of martial arts, just so everyone can get on the same page with us. Martial arts is the art of using your body parts as a weapon. Is there some weapon forms with martial arts? Well, of course there is. But we'll cover those later. And why do you say cover those later? Well,
one, we got a whole season ahead of us.
And two, just trying to cover at least just the Japanese weapon forms, that's going to be a nightmare. Because the Japanese love their weapons. In fact, Dave, how many weapons do they have that we know of?
Let's see. You got...
That's your katana. You got your tanto.
Well, you have your sword, and there's about 3 or 4 sword variants.
Yeah.
Based on length.
You have your clubs.
You have your clubs. You have your staves, which again have several variants.
Yeah, spears.
And the spears. Yeah, the spears, the pole arms, your infamous nunchucks.
Oh, your section staff.
Your shy.
And then when the farmers of Okinawa were forced to not use sharp weapons, they got even more creative.
Yeah, well, as I said, things like the bow staff and
the tonfa, which was the handles of their plows.
Yeah, the tonfa. Yeah, which these days basically wooden nightstick.
Or as the NYPD used to call them before they got switched to retractable batons, the wood shampoo.
Yeah.
Trust us, find you a New York City cop from the 50s to 70s, they will give you a show.
Yeah. But But yeah, there is a lot of, oh, and let's not forget the infamous shuriken.
Oh yeah, and the kunai.
And the kunai, yeah. About to say you're throwing in the stabbing dagger variant of the kunai. You could stab with a kunai, but they are usually used for throwing.
As they damage.
Yeah, but for stabbing you need a little bit of a sturdier handle, you know.
Yes, you do.
So
yes, there's those weapon forms. Let's not forget.
Unfortunately, we are going to have to omit one because I don't care how much you love Naruto.
Oh yeah.
The exploding paper tags are not legit.
No. That's based on a whole other mythology altogether.
Yeah, that's part of the, which we'll get to. We'll probably end up doing an episode almost entirely on ninjutsu because there's a lot of legend and mythology behind ninjutsu. In fact, part of what made it so infamous as a martial art is how closed off it actually was and how much of it was, well, to steal a line from our wrestling season, a lot of carny fuck logic to it.
Oh, there was a lot of carny fuck logic. So, let's get to the basics. What is a martial art? Boxing? Oh, yeah. Started in Rome as a gladiatorial sport. The castus were the gloves used, which, by the way, go ahead and tell them what the castus feels like, Dave.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. And ow. Yeah, these weren't gloves per se, as in the 15-pound boxing glove that you see to protect people from being mentally... Durr. No. These gloves were leather, bound with metal, bound with spikes, and guess what they're meant to do? If you're out there going, kill someone?
Yes.
Correct. That they were.
Remember, the origins of martial arts of previous centuries all came down to one basic origin. We need a more efficient way to kill our opponents.
And the Asian mindset is, if not so much kill, make them think twice about attacking us. Because, let's face it, a true martial arts master doesn't even have to lift a finger. If they know you could, and you have the capability of it, that's enough to scare Mr. Street Punk.
True.
As much of a fat blowhard as he is, I'm not going to go pick a fight with Steven Seagal. I might be able to win. I'm not guaranteeing it. And then Dave will be on YouTube. He'll watch me getting my ass kicked by some bloated guy with a bad goatee and someone who should have cut his hair 20 years ago. Not that I'm discounting everything that he's done for the art of Aikido. That's going to be covered in our grappling arts.
I don't know, though. With that description there, you could have also been referring to frontman for Nickelback.
Oh. True. Okay, moving on.
Which would probably get you a lot more hits, mostly because, wait, there's something badass about Nickelback? We have to watch to believe.
Only thing they'll get out of that is me beating up a Canadian and then him apologizing for me beating him up. Now,
I'm sorry, eh? My face seemed to have hurt your knuckles, eh?
Now, Let's go ahead and address Vince Russo, bro. You know, bro?
Bro. Yeah. You got to understand, bro. This is just something you got to address this issue, bro. Otherwise, bro, people are going to ask why you didn't talk about it, bro.
Yeah, bro. Wrestling is an actual grappling martial arts, bro.
Now, the versions we talked about in our previous season that people pay tickets to be entertained by, yes, that is more of a stage very show. Theatrical sparring demo.
Yeah, it's a stage show.
But you get to the base mat work, chain wrestling, lockups, and you can take people down. There's a reason in 1996 and 1997, nobody talked shit to Kurt Angle.
And they still don't to this day either. I mean, if they're talking shit, he's in on the joke with them.
Well, yeah, these days, yes, that's the point. He's been in the entertainment business long enough. He'll be in on he will rib himself for the fun of it. But yeah, back when Kurt Angle won his gold medals with a broken freaking neck, in amateur wrestling, it was like, yeah, if that guy gets his hands on you, you're not going to literally, you're not going to feel right for the rest of your life.
JBL, of all people, equated it to messing with Kurt Angle to use a video game, Saturday Night Slam Masters was like El Stingray poking Mike Hagar with a stick. It's not advised.
True.
And Angle was not the only legit wrestler. There's Brock Lesnar. Is a legit wrestler.
Legit UFC MMA heavyweight champion.
Brock Lesnar is a bastard. He will also tell you he's a bastard.
Yeah. That's part of why everything Brock Lesnar does in the wrestling ring looks like he's trying to kill the other guy, because are friends, there's some little spark in Brock Lesnar that wants to kill any given person in this planet.
Although he does respect some people, and yes, all of you fans that hear he's a dickhead, yes, he's a dickhead, but he's also a cordial dickhead.
That's true. Again, he respects Angle. Mostly because he knows Angle will tie him in a knot.
And Angle is more years of grappling than he does. He also respects Shelton Benjamin because that was the guy who brought him into wrestling on both angles, that is.
Yeah, they were collegiate wrestling teammates. Like, he knows how good Shelton is on the mat.
Basically, Shelton is the guy who taught Brock the finer points of mat wrestling. And then later on taught him the finer points of professional wrestling. That's why you won't hear Brock Lesnar say a bad word about Shelton Benjamin ever.
Nope. But amateur Greco-Roman
Olympic wrestling,
technical wrestling, whatever variant term you prefer, it is a martial art. There's a reason why so many of its headlocks and arm locks and whatnot were incorporated by more modern martial arts, like your judo jitsu families.
Yeah, like your rear naked choke comes from wrestling. The guillotine choke.
The Taz Mission! The Taz Mission!
Oh, yes. The Katahashime, which is a move I do know.
Yeah.
It is a legitimate move.
And, of course, Samoa Joe's old buddy, the Coquina Clutch.
Oh, yeah.
Or the choke. Also known as the choke a bitch out.
Yep. The
especially when you're Joe's size, If he puts that on you, I don't care who you are, he's choking a bitch out.
And, which, yes, mixed martial arts is a variant of all the arts. It was originally called Valetudo, which means anything goes. Again, we're going to say this with the nicest tone possible as well. As much as we think the Gracies are opportunistic, possibly egomaniacal bastards, the one thing we can't take away from the Gracies is their contribution to martial arts as a whole. I mean, yeah, let's put it this way. Without the Gracies, there's no UFC, there's no Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. There's true. No spike in martial arts training. UFC came in. Yeah, how do I want to say this, Dave? People had gotten martial arted out, didn't they? There was Karate Kid. There was the kickboxer movies, Bloodsport.
There was definitely in the 80s through about 93. There was a glut of anybody can unlock their warrior potential, underdog karate martial arts movies.
Just like
with an occasional I'm just plain badass Van Damme Chuck Norris thrown in for good measure.
So what else? Man, what else could or Dave?
Oh, and let's not forget a man who may be a bigger antisocial douchebag than Brock Lesnar.
Oh.
Seagal.
Oh yeah. We're gonna get in our hits on Seagal. All right. So, but before we get
but
in.
But he's so spiritual. So many of his movies are environmental. He's an ass. Yes. Seriously, go find an interview with pretty much anybody who's filmed a movie with him.
Or his ex-wives. Or his kids.
Anyhow. Or his mailman.
Oh, yeah. So
they were the poor cashier at Walmart every time he goes to get his locally sustainably grown non-GMO organic bananas.
And a package of Just for Men. But, yes. But, Dave, if we're going to talk about martial arts movies of the 80s, we can't forget Am I the Meanest? Am I the prettiest? Am I the baddest, most low down mother? Yeah, I ain't gonna finish that.
Yeah.
I ain't got enough soul.
Oh yeah, but we will definitely, again, he's gonna get his own episode, but we will discuss the fact that, yes, martial arts in pop culture America goes back to
shit.
The dragon, Bruce Lee, in many, many ways.
Oh, yeah.
Because Bruce has so much hype and bullshit urban legends around him, he's going to need his own episode to sort it out.
And we do. Now, let's be fair to Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee was a damn good martial artist.
Oh, yes.
We will give him props there.
The problem is, as great a martial artist as he was,
he was also a great big carny fuck.
Yeah, he was twice as good at convincing you he was three times as good as he was.
Right. Shannon Lee is actually one of the people that we do know personally. She will admit too, sometimes her dad was a bit of a carny.
Yeah.
Lovely lady. But she will admit to you, sometimes dad did take it a bit too far.
Oh, definitely. But again, we'll give him his own episode because
we kind of have
historical importance. But yeah, the return of martial arts, mostly channeled through MMA and its top brand, the UFC. It brought a lot of stuff back in people's minds.
Now, the movies themselves are not as prominent as they used to be. But
true, mostly because the nature of the action genre has changed so much.
It really has. But mixed martial arts, boxing, wrestling.
Yes.
You have Fight TV. You have an app from Flips Media. They say, hey, there's a judo competition on. Would you like to watch this? And you're like, yes, I do, actually. And you can watch it on your phone, your tablet, or send it to TV if you have a smart TV.
True.
So there you go, kids.
Or you have a regular TV with a smart device hooked up to it.
Exactly. Yes, what we're saying is martial arts died and then it came back. Yes, the Gracies did have a hand in it. Along with Ken Shamrock, Dan Severn, and various other people. So yes, what's the outline of episodes we're going to do? We don't exactly have an order. Yes, we're going to have Bruce Lee. Yes, we're going to have mixed martial arts. Yes, we're going to cover Japan. Yeah, we're going to dispel some carny myths. And we're going to talk about the McDojos one more time. Because none of you are listening.
Yeah, and you know what? We're even going to throw in a little bit of video gaming because especially the arcade fighting genres. Hey, they are built on martial arts fighting, and the fact that they got to a point of, okay, everybody's just going to throw the same Karate Kid kick to, okay, everybody represents their own distinct real world fighting style that we have, you know, we brought in black belts of the different disciplines to do motion capture for us. You know, there is a sub-evolution there that we have to consider.
Yeah,
when discussing American cultural perception of what martial arts is.
And yes, this is talking about the big, I think I'm going to say the big four. That is Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, The King of Fighters, and Tekken. Dead or Alive may make an appearance in there, but let's be honest, Dead or Alive was a tits and ass show.
Yeah. Dead or Alive will get its own
section of a show.
It's its own non-canon Razzie Award.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly for its spin-off there, in which it wasn't so much fighting.
Yes, because Tomonori Itagaki is a carny fuck.
And we're pretty sure he really, really had on his bucket list make perverts of everybody.
Probably. Now, we're going to get to the basics. Yes, we said wrestling is a martial art. Boxing is a martial art. Karate is a martial art. Krav Maga. Yes, it's a martial art. The Israelis developed Krav Maga out of necessity.
I'm sorry, but Krav Maga has always sounded like it should be on a seafood buffet.
It kind of does. It really does.
We just brought out a new batch of freshly cooked Krav Maga.
Ooh. And then it jabs you in the
face. Do I get extra butter with it? Of course.
And some schmear.
Krav Maga if it's not drowned in butter.
And some schmear while you're at it.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, you got to have some schmear. For those at home, it's like, what the hell is schmear? Learn some Yiddish. Cheese. Cream cheese, to be precise. Now.
Oh, it, all about the bagels.
Oh, yeah.
With the and cream cheese.
And some smoked salmon.
Lox and bagels with a little schmear.
Yes, yes.
Boy,
that's a tasty diet. Now, as of this recording, I've been observing the Holy Week, so I've been a little bit... It's the Holy Week. No meat. What? No meat. Tomorrow I'll find the biggest hamburger I can find, but you know what? No meat. I've had plenty of shrimp, plenty of fish, so I can't complain. But yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. There's some tasty forms of shrimp, by the way. But more or less, us goyim have that immunity to shrimp. We don't get sick from it. Anyhow, yeah, Krav Maga brought up by necessity because let's do some geography, Dave. Israel is located in...
the land of mucho sand and oil.
What else lives in the land of mucho sand and oil?
Pyramids!
Kinda. They're kinda to the southwest. They had a little
conflict. They're in the corner, but they're there.
They had a little conflict a while back. They're still smarting over that one, considering that Israel kinda took the Suez Canal with them. And they had a good deal. Had to haggle. Yes. What we're trying to say is, we're not going to pull a Jim Cornette, nor a PewDiePie, or any of that stuff. Let's just say it is what it is. They're surrounded by Arab neighbors that absolutely, positively, completely despise them.
Yep. Of course, their neighbors kind of despise themselves. So.
And most of the world, and...
Yeah, you ever just really think sometimes the entire Middle East needs a hug and a boot to the head?
Don't
in whatever order you feel comfortable.
Let's just hope Donald Trump's not making a decision on which one they'll do first. We've seen in the past weeks what his idea is for their therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a 20,000-pound bomb. That's an attitude adjustment. So, yeah, close quarters, neighbors hate them. You kind of have to develop a martial art set for an urban environment. That's Krav Maga. Okay. Yep. As Dave mentioned, there's also the Jiu-Jitsu family, Jiu-Jitsu being the grandfather. So you got the grandfather there, Jiu-Jitsu.
Brazilian hair whip fighting.
Yep. You've got it. Well, it goes like
this. And yes, I will admit I stole that joke from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was an excellent episode.
It was. Okay. Here's the family tree. Jiu-Jitsu.
That's fighting.
Oh. Jiu-Jitsu, Judo, modern Jiu-Jitsu. The Japanese still practice a modern form of it. Kobudo. Those three are in that family. Judo kind of had two children after that, believe it or not, Dave. You didn't name one of them.
But you should dance and smack you with my hat.
Yes. But yes, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is one of the children of Judo. I can't say his name, but Carlos Gracie and Relios Gracie, if I'm saying it right. They say their H is like ours. Learned judo from one of the students of Kano Jigoro and took it, adapted it to the Brazilian streets. That aside, they're not the only ones that learn from Kano-sensei. Want to take another just side trip with me, Dave? We shall do
the Bubba. All right, but you better have candy in the van this time.
It's more like caviar and Russian vodka. Because we shall go.
I'm going to be shitting for 2 weeks straight.
From the vodka or the caviar?
The mix of the two.
Eh, true. But come with us to the land,
the Red City. Imagination.
I don't know. I can't think of Russia being the land of pure imagination.
Yeah, because you spend the whole time there dreaming you are elsewhere. But
and we're added to Putin's shit list yet again.
We weren't already on Putin's shit list? We're American. Didn't that automatically put us on the list?
Not with Trump in office. He took us off the list, and then he was like, oh, those two bastards with the radio show. Puts them on the list. And then when
they did not mention the awesomeness of the Koloff wrestling family. Most of them weren't even vaguely European. Shut up. It was the characters. That's what counts.
We'll make it up to you. We will make it up to you, though, Mr. President, in this fashion.
We'll continue to up the views on that awesome epic rap battle against all the Russian leaders.
Well, that, and we'll mention your martial art of choice. As Putin and I are in the judo family. And, Dave, when I mention the word sambo, don't get offended. And none of you with the melanin-enriched family get offended either. We're not talking about the Southern racial slur. We're talking about the very, very, very painful Russian grappling art.
Sambo number 5.
He's trying to break my shin. That's the idea, comrade. Yes. Sambo is the most painful martial art I think ever created known to man. And who created it, Dave, after a lesson from the Japanese? Yes, the Russians.
Yes, because apparently the Russians didn't have enough ways to hurt people.
No, they really didn't. But yes.
The poor Russians keep revolting. We need ways to torture them more. We will invent a new way of kicking.
Sambo officially stands for Samosashita Bez Oruzhia. Self-defense without weapons. It was developed in the 1920s, basically, as a merger of the most effective techniques of every bit of martial arts. The two men you want to know in Sambo are Viktor Spiridonov and Vasily Oshekipov, which, by the way, poor Oshekipov didn't exactly have a happy ending, Dave. Would you like to guess why?
He dick?
No, worse.
He was forced to watch Yakov Smirnov stand up?
He didn't even make it that far. He died in the Great Purge after being accused of being a Japanese spy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Even though he really wasn't, and Lenin was kind of like, I think we fucked up. Yeah. Not to mention Trotsky kind of, you know, also got off in that one. Lenin said, we are cleaning up the Soviet Union of all non-Soviet element. which, again, Dave, what's a cleanup in the Soviet Union usually equate to?
A lot of unmarked graves.
Or mass graves, or just a lot of killing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't mark a mass grave. That's the point.
Too much time to mark it. Besides, he's a dictator. He's a busy guy. He's trying to wonder who the heck's going to kill him.
Yeah. Tell all those really good-looking 20-year-old Russian girls to quit claiming to be Anastasia. I shot the bitch myself. That family is gone.
Do it!
Oh, except the one that, you know, is like really, really hot. She's going to be imprisoned in my bedroom.
Permanently.
Yes.
Now, Sambo also has its roots in, would you believe, the French have a martial art?
Yes.
Well,
because I am a comic book nerd.
Uh-huh.
And I know about Batroc the Leaper.
Yep. Savate.
Yes. He did make the second Captain America movie, though. Not with nearly enough screen time.
No.
He kind of got glossed over, but yes. Savate.
Which is also known as French boxing, French foot fighting, French kickboxing, or boxe francais.
Or the word to say when you want to explain why that Frenchman totally kicked your ass.
Fuck. Which, by the way, the French did figure out that Thierry, when he kicks someone right in the liver, that person's going down and pissing blood.
Yeah.
And shitting blood at the same time.
Yeah.
Liver's not a good place to get hit.
To quote one article, Savate did not begin as a sport, but as a form of self-defense, fought on the streets of Paris and Marseille,
yep.
Marseille, thank you. Forgot the accent there. But yes, folks, this was literal French street fighting.
And then they even adapted it to ship battles.
Yes. Because they got tired of fighting in the streets. It's like, oh, wait, we can go fight other countries. Let's get on the ship and fight them.
Right. Which Savate itself means old shoe, because they weren't exactly going to put on new shoes to do this, you know.
They weren't going to take their shoes off like a lot of kickboxers, because, dude, it's easier to break your toes if you're barefoot.
Now, we're talking about foot fighting. I'd be remiss, Dave, if I didn't mention a certain martial art from the land of Thailand. One of the most notorious martial arts ever. In fact, this wouldn't be a series without Muay Thai, would it?
True.
Muay Thai itself, as they say, started in the 19th century, probably around 1868. Rama the Fifth. He and his soldiers basically used this as a means of physical exercise, defense, attacking, recreation, personal advancement, and a way to tell the British to fuck off.
So eventually, even the British tell the British to fuck off.
Right. I would also like to say, folks, that Thailand has never been a conquered country. That kind of half the people have no qualms about using the point of their elbow against the side of your head. Just saying.
Yeah.
Or a knee to the nose, or a headbutt. Which also brings in another point too, Dave. Do we have to that we have to be remiss to talk about? Yes, there's other Asian martial arts, but there's also a complex thought to martial arts.
Oh, yes.
Like, it's the old theory of Wolf's Law. That's a very, very old theory, by the way. Right, I'm going to look it up to tell you properly. Basically, the belief is Julius Wolf said, hey, you break a bone enough, the bone will, you know.
Never be a single bone again.
Stress shielding was the theory.
Oh, well, yeah.
Hey, your bone will never be the same again, period. You'll have a thicker, denser bone, possibly. However, if a bone, the loading on the bone decreases, it'll become less dense and weaker because it lacks the stimulus for continued remodeling. You're going to find this in a lot of these people that like to do the breaking martial arts. I am going to have to mention them, aren't I, Dave?
Yep.
The Pumphrey brothers. Those two. What the nicest word for them? Meatheads?
Yeah, in this case, meathead would be a nice term.
Yeah, meatheads. Hey, let's take a show out of using martial arts and break 23 slabs of concrete.
Yep.
Yes, there are some elements of breaking in some forms of martial arts. But breaking exists for a reason. Breaking is more of a, don't want to say psychological thing.
Yeah, basically, it gives you confidence in the power of your attacks. And it's like, oh yeah, if I can go through wood, I can totally break this guy's jaw.
But when you break down to the science of it, it doesn't take much science to break someone's, much pressure to break someone's jaw.
True.
Like that point below your nose, which Dave has had this demonstrated on him, and I've myself. You can take your index finger, place it right under your nose, you can stop someone. Because of all those nerves in that brittle bone area. It doesn't take much effort to break someone's jaw. So yes, the that whole bone break, that whole concrete breaking, wood breaking, all that, it's a mind over matter.
Yeah. And that's the point, is the board breaking, much like practicing the katas and all that, it was designed to more about training your confidence and your
muscle memory,
mind, you know. Yeah, by building up muscle memory, and so that you didn't have to consciously think about what you were doing as much, and therefore you could focus more on what the other guy was doing. Yeah, breaking, whether it's wood or concrete slabs or the slabs of ice that we saw in Karate Kid Part 2. Yeah. That was not supposed to be an art, martial art in and of itself. That was not the end game scenario.
Of course, yes, we'll also cover the various offshoots. You forgot your Sistema. We're not quite sure the origins of Sistema, so we'll kind of cover it lightly.
Yeah. Or we'll actually back up some of the shit we've talked and potentially do some studying.
Right. Systema itself, it's hard to trace, but it will put our effort forth.
Yes.
As we say, with there's focuses in martial arts as well. You've got your strikes, your grappling, your weapons base, your combat oriented. There's even health oriented martial arts. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Have you seen those weirdos outside doing those little motions and moves? They're not weirdos, folks. That's an actual martial arts system on its own. The art of Tai Chi.
Yes. It's a soft style. We'll get into the hard fist, gentle fist differences. Because that is basically the first way you start breaking down what kind of martial art you're taking is, well, is it hard fist or gentle fist? And then from there, you get more specifics.
Whereas mine is not defined by fist. Judo is defined by what type of grappling?
True, but in a sense, the grappling-based ones would be a variant on a
hard soft.
Well, it would be a variant of a subcategory of the gentle fist or soft fist because it's not about how much power you direct at your opponent. It's about taking what they are doing and turning it against them. In this case, countering and using that to lead to locking up to restrict their movement and stop their attack.
Exactly.
That's very much in the soft fist philosophy.
And also my favorite Japanese wrestling style of myself and Dave, which would be sumo, is also under the martial arts umbrella.
Yes. There is an art to it. It is not simply fat man charging.
And even then, the fat man is not as fat as you think.
Nah. Like this. Don't look at sumo wrestlers and say, the term fit fat is bullshit. They will throw you into the cheap seats.
With one hand.
Yes.
And the Yokozuna themselves hold themselves to a higher codified standard as well.
I would never throw an innocent, untrained person into the stands for talking shit. That's what I have students for.
Exactly.
Defend our honor. Earn your rank. Okay. What are you going to do? Take bets on the fight and use it to buy ramen. Yay!
Yes. to have a complete package, there's the form, the kata, you know, the kata itself, the application, the health benefits, the sexuality of it. As for some of these people, it is a lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. I will admit that as a wee lad, that one of the benefits I took to training in Taekwondo was that it did help me deal with some of my short temper buttons. Like over time, I, you know, learned to recognize better, like, you know, okay, this is just not, even though they didn't blatantly teach the spirituality part, just the subtle aspects of it that came along with the training in the art. It was like, you know what? That's really not something worth getting pissed off about.
It isn't.
Yeah. Because, simply put, folks, that phrase, this isn't something worth getting pissed off about, that applies to 95% of reality.
It does.
Quality.
And even down to boxers, even down to your boxers, like Floyd Mayweather, not so much.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather is your typical ghetto rat.
On the other hand, one of the things that made Muhammad Ali so great was he did the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
He understood making my opponent pissed off is a great way to beat him because anger is a tool only to one's enemy.
And
was, with all apologies to Enzo More, Cassius Clay was the original shit-talking Skywalker.
He was. And Ali... Here's what I dislike, and I think Dave, to a point, dislikes Floyd Mayweather Jr. Yes, Ali was a shit-talker, but he could back it up. He wasn't gonna win a match on judges, you know, scorecard.
No.
He was going to make the opponent get so pissed off and so mad, and he was going to lean against the ropes, do the old rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
Dodge about 95% of the shots, and then when the opponent was tired out, beat the piss out of him.
Oh, yeah. The key with Ali was to do the rope-a-dope strategy at all, let alone against people at the level he was doing it on.
And we're talking about Joe Frazier, George Foreman.
Yeah. I mean, icons of the sport with hard hits. It's like you have to have a certain amount of talent to survive rope-a-dope yourself. Because it's like, yeah, I'm surviving. I'm dodging 95% of the punches by a hair's breadth.
But
on the other hand, most people can't take those 5% punches.
Because
most people don't take one punch from George Foreman in his prime without going, dude, I'm out. That hurt.
Yes.
Or not replying because they're already knocked out.
Yes, George Foreman.
But the other key of it is, real quick, and then I'll let you get into
George Foreman. He may be a cuddly teddy bear now, but back in the day, he was jacked and he was angry.
Yeah. But no, the other half of Ali was he was actually fun when he talked trash. It was creative. It was witty. He didn't just sit there and use the same generic street talk for every single opponent. And that's what a lot of modern boxers don't get. Like, people wanted to book Ali in fights just to hear what new line he would come up with for the press conferences to troll his opponents. They didn't even care about the match. They just wanted the press conferences.
And on top of that, too, epic rap battle of history, where they did the homage to Michael Jordan and Muhammad Ali by Key and Peele. Jordan Peele actually went to Muhammad Ali and said, would this make sense?
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to do Ali a disservice to his smack talking.
Yeah.
I mean, Muhammad Ali in an actual rap battle would have probably said, here comes Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I seen you fight, boy. What's wrong with you?
You look like those little girls that make you Nike shoes.
Yeah.
Or here comes Jordan, big tongue wobbling, flying through the air like a big dumb goblin.
Yep.
Yes. Ali himself would have said that. Why?
Because he's Ali.
He knew which button to push.
And, again, the point is, he knew he had the skill and the stamina to take a couple shots so he could get under your guard and wear you out and take his time breaking you down.
The only opponent who could last against him was Joe Frazier. That's because Smoking Joe.
Joe Frazier was a genetic freak.
And he had the mental acumen to hold up against it.
Well, yeah, that too.
That's what Joe Frazier.
Smoking Joe gave no shits.
Ali called him an Uncle Tom. Joe just looked at him and was like, wait till I get your ass in the ring, you little schmuck. So once we get in there, you're mine. And he wasn't kidding either.
Yep, the first fight, they tried to kill each fight other. Of the century.
Yeah,
they tried to kill each other. Down in 15 rounds.
Yep. That's the thing. Boxing has an art form. Karate has an art form. When we get to the hard arts, like karate, we'll have to talk about Maso-sama. If I said his name right.
Yep.
I'm not as well versed in Kyokushin karate. We'll have to discuss that, though, because Mas was also a bit of a carny. A slight bit. Oh, yeah. Kung Fu.
Oh, yeah.
Well, even when we get to the soft styles, we'll even discuss the Shaolin myth. Yes, folks, the Shaolin do exist. Yes, they do train in Shaolin style Kung Fu. It is an art form. It does exist. There is a bit of mysticism, but remember what we talked about with the board breaking. Those monks that can hold up two spears with their throat. It's mental. It really is. Yep. Now, before we have everyone else's head spinning, yes, we're going to talk. We're also going to discuss in the wrap up anything that we missed in the wrap up. And we'll kind of talk about. We'll go back again to a discussion of the McDojos just because, again, you people need to listen. What's the Latin phrase? Cavit emptor?
Sounds right.
Yes, yes. Let the buyer beware. A good dojo, honestly, a good dojo will let you go in and see what they're about. Let's be honest. Let's say you see this Aikido studio or this Judo studio. You go in and you ask the people, hey, can I come in and watch? And they're like, yeah, come in. Watch for a couple of sessions. Even if it's a hole in the wall, that's not a bad studio. They're not wanting to sell themselves on, we'll promote you to a black belt in 6 months, that type of deal.
Yeah.
The ones that go in and say, hey, nah, actually, we can't let you watch. You'll have to pay us up front. That's the bad one. I mean, maybe they got burned. Maybe they don't trust people. But still, that's not a good studio to go into.
No.
When you think about it, let's just go ahead and say it. Martial arts is a journey of the mind and the body. And somewhat, if you believe in it, the spirit. It's not something you can buy overnight. It's not something you can do in 6 months. It's not something you can do in 6 years. Then we're going to leave you with this answer. Now that you think about it, Dave, how long does it take to master martial arts in reality?
I don't know, because nobody has ever mastered a particular martial art.
Exactly. I mean, we're not going to discredit those guys that are, you know, 7th Dan, 8th Dan, 9th Dan. They're good at it. They've been in it long enough. But even a 9th Dan in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, who is the patriarch at the moment of the Gracie family, will say, yeah, I've gotten here by age and experience. I'm not a master of it yet. or even that old Okinawan master will say the same thing. I'm good at it, but mastered it I've not.
Nope.
Because every day everything changes. And that's the one thing that everyone's going to learn at the end of this. And life, has everyone mastered everything? No. No. There's probably a man in a nursing home at 100 years old that still will tell you that he still has a lot to learn. And he's lived longer than all of us.
True. And by admitting that, he has proven he is the wisest among us. Because, hey, none of us are omniscient. And as we're going to discuss in this season of martial arts, ultimately, there's a thousand different ways to fight bare-fisted, let alone with weapons. When it's all said and done, none of them's the best. None of them's right. None of them's wrong.
Everyone learns at their own pace.
Yep. Pick your poison and have at it.
That is the end of this episode. Find us on Twitter at D20Roulette. Follow us on your stream of choice. And remember, it's not about what you get at the end of the journey. The journey's the fun part. Enjoy it while you can.
The journey is the destination.
Good night.
Yep.